Our story today is about five little girls and their brother. They lived in Chico, California. They lived on a big, huge ranch. And let's see, the oldest one was about 10 or 11, and her name was Dorothy. And then there was Carol. That was my mother, but it was when she was either 8 or 10, a long time ago. And the next one down was Barbara, and the next one down was Joseph. There was one boy. And then came Margie, and then Maybelle. And these children had a dog that they just loved. That dog was named Dolly, and oh, how they loved Dolly, and Dolly loved them. But one day, the family sold the big ranch. And when they sold the big ranch, their mother said, "I think Dolly wouldn't be happy living in Napa. She'd have to live in the city on a little piece of property. I think I'll call your Uncle Dan." So she got on the phone and she called Uncle Dan. "Uncle Dan, I need you to come and get Dolly. We sold the property and I think she'd be happier living with you on your big ranch." "I'll be right there," he said. And so Uncle Dan got his wagon ready. This was a long time ago, 1920 or 1918, right in there is when this happened. And he had a big wagon, and then on the front of the wagon was a seat where he could sit, and in front of that was two horses. And so he told those horses, "Giddy up," and away they went, headed for Chico. Pretty soon they got there, and when they got there, he took Dolly, and he tied her all up, and put her on the back end, and so she couldn't jump off or anything, and away they went down the road, kept going and going and going. And you know how far it is, 60 miles to Redding. And so as they were going on and on and on, Dolly was chewing and chewing and chewing. She wanted to get loose. She didn't like where she was. And pretty soon, when they were 50 miles down the road, away from home, she chewed the rope in two. And when she chewed that rope in two, she jumped up and jumped off that wagon, and she went head over heels, tumble, 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 into a ditch. And she didn't move. Uncle Dan thought she was dead. And so he called when he got home. He just went on home. He called his sister, Josie, and he said, "Josie, I think that Dolly is dead." He told what happened, and the little girls and the little boy were so sad. "Oh, our Dolly, our favorite dog," but they were sad. But that was it. They weren't going to get to see her anymore. At least they thought. Well, after a little while, Dolly came to, and she jumped up, and she has a broken leg. That hurts. But she was determined. She wanted to go home. And so she started hopping and hobbling along and dragging that leg, and she had bloody little paws, and away she went. Where do you think she went? Do you think she followed Uncle Dan to his ranch 10 miles away, or do you think she turned around and went home? You're right. She did turn around and go home. She loved home. That was the best place of all. And she kept going and dragging that leg day after day up until 3 days later. And the family were getting ready to have supper. And so they sat down for supper, and somebody was asking the blessing, and during the blessing they heard something. And do you know what it was? It was a knock at the door. They had a big screen door, and it was right by their back door, by their table. And when they heard that knock, those children just flew out of their seats
And out they flew, out the door. That was Dolly's knock. Oh, Dolly, you're not dead. Oh, we're so happy, Dolly. Oh, Dolly, we love you. And Dolly's wagging her tail, and she loves them too. Now, you know, Dolly, even though she had a difficult thing, she kept going, didn't she? She kept going until she got home. And she was so happy to be home. And do you know that we need to be like Dolly? Because one day we're going to go home to heaven. We need to stay focused on Jesus every day, because it won't be long till we get to go home to the best home of all. And now you can go back to your seats, and don't forget to pick up the offering plate.